that I will do this Prakarana Grantha called Sat Darshanam before we start another Upanishad. We've been heading Upanishad after Upanishad. It's very long since we have studied any Prakarana Grantha. And Sat Darshanam. And it is a text by Ramana Maharshi. We have already studied Upadesha Saraha, the essence of the teaching. It's called Upadesha Saraha. And this one, Sat Darshanam, actually means vision of the truth. Darshanam means vision, and Sat means Sat. Sat means that which alone is. That which alone is, that which is called Sat. So the reality which is, which alone is called Sat. And Darshanam means vision. So vision of the reality. Sataha Darshanam is called Sat Darshanam. And Sat Darshanam, because of the grammatical rule, it becomes Sat Darshanam. So vision of the truth, vision of the reality. So Ramana Maharshi, who lived in the near, recently in the near past, and in Tiruvannamalai, you all know very well that Tiruvannamalai is very popular because of two things mainly. One is there is a temple of historical importance, the very old ancient temple, where Lord is called Arunachaleshwara and Devi is called Apita Kuchamba. So we say Apita Kuchamba Sameta Arunachaleshwara is the name of the Lord there, deity there. It's a very huge temple. And this is one of the temples where the five elements are worshipped. And in this temple, in Tiruvannamalai, Lord is worshipped as the one who is manifest as the fire. There are five different places in India where Bhagawan is worshipped in five different forms. In each place, Bhagawan is worshipped as one of the elements. We have four other places. There's a place called Tiruvannikaval where Lord is worshipped in the form of the water. Worshipped as the one who is manifest as the water. And there's a place where Bhagwan is worshipped as the one who is manifest as the earth element. In Chidambaram, Lord is worshipped as the one who is manifest as the space. Like that, we have the places, in five different places, Bhagawan is worshipped as the one who is manifest as different elements. Panchabhutasthalani. They are called Panchabhutasthalani, means Bhagawan. Every element is looked upon as the manifestation of Bhagavan. And Tiruvannamalai is the place where Bhagavan is worshipped in the form of the fire. That is why in this month, in Kartika month, this month, especially this January, December-January time, there's a Makara Jyoti, the lamp, the very big festival is there, where actually the lots and lots of devotees gather, and here people will go up the top of the mountain to light the big fire. You can see. All of people can see. And there's a very, it's a sight to see. People will gather and they worship Bhagwan of the fire. Anyway, for us, it's very important for Vedanta students to remember and to know. Of course, for us, not only Bhagwan is not only manifest as the five elements, which implies what? Bhagwan is the one who is manifest as all the five elementals also. Everything in this universe is elemental. So every Nama Rupa, which is elemental, living or non-living, is also manifestation of the Lord, the whole. So there's nothing which is not Bhagavan here. Everything is the Lord. All that is here is the Lord. There is no Bhagavan other than all that is here. If you ask which is Bhagavan, everything here is Bhagavan. Everything here is elemental. Everything here is elemental and everything is Bhagavan means every elemental thing is Bhagavan. Which, why? Because the elements themselves are Bhagavan. Not only the elements and the elementals, but also all the Nama, Rupa, Karma also, the functions are Bhagavan. The order is Bhagavan. The knowledge back in the order also is Bhagavan. So here we start our class with the concept of Ishvara. Then what is which is manifest as this, everything we'll go and see that later on. So it's not just the elements, but also the elementals. When you say elementals means what? That's why in Sanskrit we use this term, Pancha Bhautika Prapanchaha. Pancha Bhutani, when you say five elements, Pancha Bhutani means five elements. Bhautikaha means elemental. Bhautikaha means elemental. So we say pancha bhautikaha prapanchaha means what? The prapanchaha, this universe, which is nothing but the elementals, the objects, the elementals which constitute the jagat. The whole universe is elemental model. Therefore, we look at not only the elements but everything for us is Ishvara, Bhagavan. Anything manifest is manifestation of knowledge. Only then you can say everything here is appearance of the truth, reality. The two sentences, everything here is manifestation of, everything here is Ishvara. All that is here is only Bhagavan. There is nothing which is not Bhagavan. In seeing everything as Bhagavan, you resolve the duality when you look at it as Bhagavan. The seer is Bhagavan. The seeing is Bhagavan. The seen is also Bhagavan. Knower is Bhagavan. The knowledge is Bhagavan. The known is also Bhagavan. There's a thing which is not Bhagavan here. So if you look at everything as Bhagavan, nothing inferior, nothing superior. Everything is one and the same. So when you look at everything as the Bhagavan, what is that we should remember is, we should know that everything is manifestation. Everything is appearance of the truth. Appearance of the reality. When you look at everything as the appearance of the reality or the truth, the next thing we have to remember is everything here is manifestation of knowledge. The three steps here. All that is said is only Bhagavan. Everything here is Bhagavan. That is a fact which needs to be understood. And to appreciate that fact, we should be able to see everything as appearance of the truth, the reality. and to look at everything as the appearance of the reality, we should be able to see this fact of everything being the manifestation of knowledge. Because there's no truth, the reality, other than the knowledge. The two sentences I'm giving here. Everything here is manifestation of knowledge. And there's no real truth other than the knowledge. Therefore, everything is an appearance of the reality, the knowledge. If everything is the manifestation of the knowledge, what is that knowledge which is manifest as everything, which appears as everything here? What is the truth, and what is the truth which is, what is that knowledge which is here as the manifest knowledge? That is what is implied by the term Sat. Sat. If you are able to, when you are seeing the ocean and the waves as the waves and the ocean, you are seeing the Jagat. When you are seeing the water, everything as the water, you are seeing the Sat. Similarly here, you without denying your perception of the differences, without denying the perception of the Nama, Rupa, Karma, name, form and function, if we can still see through them the truth, the underlying reality, then you have what? Sataha Darshanam. Sat Darshanam. And how can you see the Sat Darshanam? How can you see everything as the Sat, the reality? Unless you see what the reality is. For that Sat, where do you see? It's all introduction I'm giving. The truth of the universe, everything, you must have seen that, not inside you, outside you, but as very you. That is why in the classes, when we talk about meditation, if we say anything, see within yourself, means that self, the confusion will start. Already you should see yourself as somebody different, and you should try to see the truth within you, and you should see the truth as something different from you. Actually here, truth is not something different from you, therefore it is not within you, it is very you. So if I am the truth, I am the reality, if I am that is the fact, I need to be very clear that what I am first. You see yourself first clearly in the light of the knowledge of what you are, you will very clearly see that everything here is non-separate from you, and everything is you, yourself. Everything is the truth. And here again, so Ramana Maharshi, people are of the view that he did not have teachers, he did not study Shastram. He must have studied the scriptures. People might not have noticed him studying with other teachers. He must have had teachers, he must have studied the Shastram, and he must have understood the Sampradaya, because what is the proof? All his teachings do not contradict the Vedantic Upanishadic teaching. And he uses the very traditional methods therefore he is definitely one of the acharyas, but he never sat and taught people systematically, but he, all his works prove that he must have had the exposure. He might have been a highly evolved person at a very young age. I mean, what people cannot get even at the age of 70, 80, he might have got the age of 14. But still, he must have been exposed to this teaching. So, the knowledge begins with yourself. So, the visions of yourself is in fact vision of the truth of everything, which is Saddarshanam. In fact, he'll make lots of technical things also very, very clear in this text. We'll see later on in the following class. So, I've given you the idea so you can try to get the textbook online. So, you can follow the textbook. There are 40 verses in this textbook. It is called in Tamil, Ulladu Narpadu, which means the verses, the 40 verses reveal only one thing, that which is, that which alone is. As I said earlier, to see yourself, which we have already studied in other Upanishads, in other classes also, in other textbooks when we studied, definitely we always use. Ramana Maharshi might not have mentioned that. It's implied that you do use what? The same methods of unfoldment. Seeing yourself means definitely seeing yourself differently from what you are seeing yourself as now. How are you going to shift that? What you are, what you are thinking of yourself, but what you really are. What you are thinking of yourself and what you are actually is different from what you are thinking of yourself. Therefore, darshanam means just seeing. And seeing means what? Not that what you see with your own limitations, what your eyes see. You have to see more than what your eyes see. What your intellect sees, what your mind sees, even what you see, you know, here when you think, you are an individual. When you see yourself as an individual, you are relatively right. You are not wrong. Totally you are not wrong. You are relatively right. But I am an individual is a relatively right notion about oneself. But is it absolutely right? If we ask, we do not even know that we are absolutely right or wrong. Definitely, absolutely, I am an individual is a wrong thing, wrong notion. Wrong notion about yourself. But relatively, you are right. But I am an individual which is relatively right is mistaken for what? Absolutely right thing. Which means, in your understanding, there is no such thing called relative, what is relatively real, what is absolutely real. In your understanding, there is only one thing. I am an individual, which is available for your understanding with a limited capacity, total capacity. What you appreciate yourself as, I am an individual, which is which is actually in him of a notion which is absolutely real for you. And this, what is relatively real, be mistaken for absolute reality, is the problem, and which problem actually gives rise to all other problems. So anything which is there as a problem, any confusion, can be resolved just by sorting out this one thing. Just shift your understanding. I am an individual is not wrong, absolutely wrong. Thinking about myself, it is relatively right, but it is not absolutely right. So seeing one's error in understanding that I am an individual is not something absolutely real. Seeing this error, thereby correcting that error, what I am absolutely. If I say, no, you are individual is wrong, if I say, it will lead to another big problem. So I am an individual is not an absolutely wrong thing. It is relatively right. But what is relatively real is the only reality for me, because I do not know such a difference as what is relatively real, what is absolutely real. And here, to see what is absolutely real, I must be much sharper. I have to turn my focus completely from to something else which I do not see now. The something which I do not see at all. I do not have the vision of the vision of the truth. Therefore, I do not see that. Therefore, how to shift my understanding? I am an individual, relatively right, but what I am absolutely, I need to know. In knowing this, in correcting my understanding, what I am absolutely, and I am an individual, is relatively real thing, but what I am not at all. No, what I am absolutely. In understanding this, I can see the whole jagat being the manifestation of that only reality I am. I can see everything being the appearance of the only truth, only reality. Everything being the manifestation of the knowledge. And I can understand what is that reality being the knowledge which alone is manifest as everything. Because individuality, we say vyaktitvam. Individuality in Sanskritam is called vyaktitvam. Vyaktihi means individual. Vyaktitvam means individuality. Samashtihi means total, and Hamashtittam is, we say, the totality. So when I say I am an individual, the individual also is not just any one thing which is an individual here. There are many aspects, many factors which form the individual, which constitute the individual. And in other Upanishads like Taittiriyam, we saw each individual is a composite of five different layers of personality. In other Upanishads and also in Tattvabodha etc., we understood every individual is a composite of three bodies plus Atma. So individual means any individual, and every individual is as good as any every other individual Why? Because there's no individual which has extra layer of personality or extra body or extra anything. Every individual is the same. We say the outermost layer of personality. Then we have, next is the another inner layer of personality. Again, the layer of personality which is interior to the other one. The interior to the external one. We have different layers of personality. They seem to be like the koshas. They are not really koshas. They are like the koshas. The koshaha is a case which covers. So, really here, the truth of individual, what absolutely the individual is, that cannot be covered by any layer of personality. But that seems to, because of the close proximity, there's as though covering the truth. Therefore, each layer of personality, each body is called what now? The koshaha. Koshavat achadakatvat kosha ityuchyate. It is said to be a kosha. It is not really a kosha because a case really covers the knife. But here it cannot cover the, no case, no kosha can really cover the truth. It is like the covering because of the currents. So we say each is like a kosha. So the annamaya koshaha, we had straight away start the class like that. Annamaya koshaha, which is the physical personality, is the sthula shariram. That is definitely you. But you are not the body. Very important. When we negate, when we say I am not the physical body, it's not to say I'm not the body. You have to remember the body is you. Definitely the body is you. But you are not the body. Then we enter into the next layer of personality, the pranamayaha koshaha. Even pranamaya koshaha, what is this pranamaya koshaha? Again, the five layers, the five physiological functions and five powers of organs of actions. So, pancha pranaha, pancha karma indriyani, this 10 form, the 10 constitute the next second layer of personality called pranamaya kosha. And definitely, you know, I don't want to do again like a kindergarten class. You are the knower, the objects of knowledge. But I won't do that. I just want to see what an individual is. Because we are going to straight away do the Saddarshanam. 40 verses. And lots of technical things are going to learn here. What the process of knowledge. Everything are going to learn here. It's very interesting and important thing to understand. So here the statement to introduce the teaching here. I'm just starting like this. So we have no doubt, even somebody comes and wakes you up in the midnight, asks you, what is pranamaya kosha? You will say definitely, pranamaya kosha is myself. But I am not the pranamaya kosha. You will say that. Because it's for a non-Vedantic student, it will be like a big thing. But for you, it's nothing. You will easily say that. Of course, the pranamaya kosha is myself. I am not the pranamaya kosha. You will say that very well. But because you know, the pranamaya kosha, the five physiological functions which are constantly happening, non-stop, which should not stop. You know the importance of it. Because that's the life. So, the pranas, and also the karma indriyani, the five powers of organs of actions. So because of which the body is alive and the activated. So the activation of the body, the life of the physical body is because of the presence of this, the functions and these powers of organs of actions. Imagine minus pranas and functions, the physical body is dead. It is like a piece of log of wood, typically a stone, it's like a stone or log of wood. But now this is alive, the body is alive, and because of its association with the pranas and the powers of organs of actions. The pranamaya kosha is the actual life lending kosha, the layer of personality, then life to the very physical body. Otherwise, physical body is conscious because of this. But still, the pranamaya kosha also is myself, but I am not the pranamaya kosha. That's why we don't, need not say, no, I'm not the body. When you say, you should very well know what, of course, body is me. Body is myself. Body is I. You should not forget that. Similarly, pranamaya kosha is myself. But I am not the pranamaya kosha. Similarly, when we go to the next layer of personality, what is that? Manomaya kosha. And here, you are supposed to, one more thing here, in analyzing these five layers of personality, each layer of personality, you have to remain. You have to remain, not how can you remain with each layer of personality. You have to place attention there on each layer of personality. Understand what each layer of personality is. You need to take some time. You need to be there with. You have to focus totally on each layer of personality. Analyze, understand, see what it is. Understand what it is. And when you make such analysis, you do understand. You have to understand two things here. First thing, what is each layer of personality is. And the second important thing to understand this is, this each layer of personality is non-separate from its corresponding total. That's very important thing. I see definitely I am. Can you see now? So when you understand this, okay, this annamaya koshaha is definitely the physical body is elemental, gross elemental product. And you see, this is non-separate from the corresponding external, the gross universe. There's a gross universe, and because there's no thing called one gross physical body which exists independently without the corresponding external gross universe. No individual gross body can exist independently. Like just as no wave can exist independently, enjoying the status of being the wave, as a wave cannot have its life without the ocean and without the other waves being around. There is no such thing called life of a wave, independent life of a wave, without the ocean being around, without the other waves being around. Just one wave alone lives here independently. There's no such thing. There cannot be such a thing called wave at all independently. Wave means the wave is always there as part and parcel of the whole ocean, the entire ocean, along with other waves. That's how the life is. So here also we have to understand this fact. There's no such a thing called individual human body, which is independent of the entire external gross universe, gross forms and names, which is there alone by itself. No. There's no such thing possible at all. Therefore, what is in Brahmandam is here in Pindandam. Pindandam is the individual gross body. Brahmandam is what? The total gross universe. So what is there, what obtains in the gross universe is the same or obtains in this individual body also. So Dehaha is Pindanda, Jagat is Brahmanda. So the Pindanda is always part of the Brahmanda. The entire gross universe is also what? Like this physical body is an elemental product. Therefore, Pancha Bhautika Jagataha Antarbhutaha Pancha Bhautikaha Dehaha. The five elemental, the gross elemental product is physical body, is non-separate from the gross elemental universe. Here, what you have done is, not only you have shifted your identity from the gross body, you also resolve the gross body in the total universe. The individuality you are resolving at each level. You are resolving the individuality in totality at each level. So gross body is what now? Part of the total gross universe. There is no such a thing called individual gross body, which is, even though it seems to be different from other physical forms, like how every wave seems to be different from every other wave, but really speaking, there can't be one wave by itself. So, we are all, the physically also what? Physically also, physical body, physical layer of personality also is what? The part of the whole cosmos. From here, this is what the two things you learn. You resolve the individual body, individuality at a physical level, also what? In the totality. Then from there you move on to the pranamaya kosha, the next layer of personality, which also definitely you know what I am not the pranamaya kosha. Pranas are the karmendriyani. But definitely the physical, the pranamaya kosha, this physiological layer of personality is none other than me. It's me. It's myself. And similarly, there's a corresponding prana, samashti prana is there, called Hiranya Garbha. Samashti prana. So the external, this deha, you resolve it in Virat. What is this physical body? Is part of the Virat, Ishvara. You look at your own body as Ishvara. Why? It is, the whole is Ishvara. The entire gross universe is manifestation of the Lord, manifestation of knowledge. Knowledge manifest is Ishvara. There's no Ishvara other than the knowledge manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, the whole gross universe is Ishvara and known by the term what? Virat. Every gross form is manifestation of knowledge. therefore it is what? Ishvara. What is the name you give? Mahavishnu, Virat. And now your physical body is what now? Your physical body is part of the Virat. You have resolved your, where are you? You look at your own body as Ishvara. Look at every physical form as Ishvara, the Virat. Virat Ishvara. Virat Ishvara. Therefore, your own physical body is Ishvara. Then you go to Pranamaya Kosha, you see the physiological, not only physical, but physiological layer of personality also is what now? Again, it is part of the Hiranyagarbha. Samashti Pranaha. You are resolving the Vyashti Prana in Samashti Pranaha. There cannot be one vital air separately sitting in one physical body, involving itself in the five different functions. These functions are what? Part of the universally happening functions. Functions. That is why Samashti Pranaha. The same thing. This is something very beautifully learned to see. So Vyashti Prana has resolved in Samashti Prana. Vyashti Karma Indriyani, all the Indriyani also what now resolve in Samashti Hiranyagarbha. Then if you go to next, you see the Manomaya Koshaha. You resolve the Manomaya Kosha also as what now? What is Manomaya Kosha again? Five sense powers plus mind. The emotional aspect of the mind, antakaranam. The six factors constitute the Manomaya Kosha. So here also you are very clear. I, the self, am not the Manomaya Kosha, not the mind, not the emotions, not the emotional aspect of the antakaranam, not the five sense powers also, jnana indriyani. We are very clear. But jnana indriyani and this manaha definitely is myself. And you see, this manomaya, the psychological layer of personality, physical, physiological, psychological layer of personality is also what? Is also part of the samashti. Samashti manaha. So samashti pranaha, samashti manaha, samashti buddhihi, samashti indra shakti, we say together Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbheshwara. Samashti sukshva prapancha, we say, is Hiranyagarbha. So like Virat, this Hiranyagarbha also, you see that there is no such a thing called individual mind sitting alone by itself. It is individual mind means it is part of the total mind. Individual powers of organs or actions, all the part, there's a corresponding total powers. And the individual power is called Indriyam, and the corresponding total power of each Indian power is called Devata. All the Devatas put together is Ishvara. Therefore we say what? Hope you understood it. Each individual power is Indriyam. The total power, corresponding power is called Devata. Like total seeing power, total hearing power, total power of smelling is called Devata. All the Devatas put together is what? Ishvara. So here, you are resolving the Manomaya Kosha and also Vijnanamaya Kosha. Vijnanamaya Kosha is also nothing but intellect with the same five sense organs. Intellect and five sense organs constitute the Vijnanamaya Kosha, the intellectual layer of personality, psychological layer of personality. So you see that each layer of personality which form part of the individual does not have independent existence of its own by itself. Nothing is independent. We have to see there is nothing called, there is no such thing called something independently existing here. There is no physical layer of personality or emotion, psychological, physiological, intellectual layers of personality which form part of the individual. They do not exist independently at all. They are all part of the total. There is a corresponding total of everything, without which this individual thing cannot exist at all. We have to see this fact first. At the level of each layer of personality, we have to see this fact. This is how we can see there is no such a thing called individual. Absolutely, individuality is a very, very, very relative notion. Because each layer of personality also, when you see this being part of its corresponding total, there's a corresponding gross universe, there's a corresponding subtle universe, which is also what? The 20th subtle universe also manifestation of knowledge, which is Ishvara. You give a different name for the Lord, three functional names. If you call gross universe as Mahavishnu, we look at the gross universe as the manifestation of knowledge, therefore it is Ishvara, therefore it is Mahavishnu, Virad Ishvara. Then you look at the subtle universe as what? Hiranyagarbheshwaraha Brahma. So what about your physical, all subtle aspects, all the three subtle layers of personality? Physiological, psychological, intellectual layers of personality known as pranamayaha, manomayaha, vijnanamayaha. They're all part and parcel of the total subtle universe. Because we have to remember this fact, no individual pranas can exist independently as individual pranas. No individual mind can exist independently by itself as individual mind. No intellect can be there independently as individual intellect. How? You have to remember the example, no wave can ever exist independently without having other waves around, without the ocean being around and enjoying the form, name and status of wave. I am a wave sitting here all alone. I look at my how powerful I am. I don't care for the ocean. I don't care for the waves. I don't care how I can still be here alone myself. That thinking is what? Bloated ahankara. It's all because of lack of maturity. It's expression of immaturity. How small, tiny you are. We have to see that here. There is no, each layer of personality has its corresponding totality of which it is part of, without which it can never exist at all. Therefore, in understanding, you are offering each layer of personality to Bhagavan cognitively. You are not intellectual, you are not physically doing anything. Cognitively, intellectually, you are offering your physical body to Virat Mahavishnu. You are not physically offering. Understanding, there is no physical body other than Virat. You see yourself being non-separate from the total gross universe. Then you see your pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya being part of the Hiranyagarbha. You're offering your sukshma to what now? Hiranyagarbheshwara. You are resolving the individuality at each level. It's something very important. This is the only way you can, what now? Pujya Swamiji's words, he used to say this. This is how you can now put your ahankara to starvation. Make the bloated, fattest, high cholesterol, this ahankara, make it thin. powerless, weak. How do you make it? We make it every time you resolve the individuality in totality at every level. Where are you? Which is you? How can you claim this body as you and as yours? How can you claim your body as you or body as yourself? You're resolving it. This is called what? Going slowly from one layer of personality to another layer of personalities, understanding the fact this is Virat Ishvara, is Ishvara. This is Hiranyagarbheshvara, this is Ishvara. Don't need to say the three different names. Everything is Ishvara here. Then finally you come to what? After resolving all this, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, you come to anandamaya kosha. Anandamaya kosha is nothing but avidya. Avidya is anandamaya kosha. What is avidya? The total ignorance. The ignorance of the existence of yourself, the ignorance of the existence of the world around you, total ignorance, avidya. And when it is there, that is anandamaya kosha. When ignorance is, there is anandaha. What is ananda? Temporarily, you have non-identity. In non-identity, you have bliss. In wrong identity, you have pain and pleasure. In right identity, you have happiness. When is happiness? Where is pain and pleasure? Where is bliss? In total ignorance, in non-identity, there is bliss, which is temporary, like in sleep. In wrong identity, you have both pain and pleasure. Temporary. In right identity, you have happiness, timeless. And you see yourself as this also. Anandamaya, avidya also is what? There is no such thing as individual ignorance in existing independently by itself. Can there be something called ignorance independently by itself? It's also what? Again, it resolves in the totality. This Maya. Resolve the avidya in Maya. So what is Maya again? You see, you look at this. Maya has never independent existence. Therefore, we say what now? Antaryamishwaraha. That is also Ishvara. Can you believe? That's also Ishvara. Therefore, now you have resolved all the three physical, all the three bodies, divided into five different layers of personality. All of them resolved the individual in the corresponding total. Thereby, you resolve the individuality at each level in totality. Your ego has become very, very thin. Where are you? This is a fact we have to see. And this is what is actually said when Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, when he talks up in the 6th chapter, when he talks about the Nididhyasanam contemplation, how to bring your mind, attention of your mind, from the grossest little physical body. Your eye is going and hiding there. Your eye is hiding there in the physical body, not available for you to bring it, to catch, to hold, and bring it and resolve it where it should be. Eye sense. It is, eye sense is strongly know, like strongly sitting in the physical body, gross physical body, and only one physical body. And it is time bound, spatial limited, object wise limited, gross physical body, and sitting in one corner of the room in one small chair, even though it is so heavy compared to other bodies, but still from there you have to drag. How will you drag the essence from that body? This is the way. Okay, therefore don't drag it very quickly. It is not that easy. See, bringing the essence from the grossest physical body to the subtlest Atma, the consciousness, needs time. Gradually you analyze, understand, see the fact you are not the physical layer of personality. There is no physical layer of personality which you can claim as you or yours, which is part of Virat, the Ishvara. Like that, you have to bring it. Then you come to the next layer of personality. Again, see, it is Hiranyagarbha. Again, you see Antaryami Ishvara. There's nothing which is you can claim as yours. You need, it's just the seeing the fact. This we are seeing here, the fact. In analyzing each layer of personality, we are seeing the fact of nothing. There's no such a thing called an individual which lives, who lives his life independently without the world around, which is Ishvara, Bhagavan. You resolve it in the total, resolve the individuality in totality at each level. This itself is what? Offering. This is a yajna. The jnana yajna. Each time you're offering. This is what is implied by our namaskara to Bhagavan. Every time when we do sashtanga pranama, when you fall flat in front of the Bhagavan, there's a symbolic expression of offering oneself to Bhagavan, wherein you see Bhagavan, nothing here that I can claim as mine and I, mine here. Everything is you. This is what cognitively resolving one's individuality in totality, resolving one's identity with Bhagavan, Paramatma, the whole. So you shift like this. It's called, Krishna says there, shanaihi shanaihi uparame. Don't in a hurry bring your essence here. See the fact, analyze, understand, be clear. Then cognitively, yes, definitely I am not this. Shift it from there. It is Bhagavan. Shift it from there. Shift from each layer of personality. As you shift the essence, shifting the essence from each layer of personality is one thing. And resolving the physical, each layer of personality in its corresponding totality is what? Offering it to Bhagavan. Two things you are doing simultaneously. Therefore, nothing is available there for you to again to go and sit there. You shift the essence from the physical layer of personality and resolve it in Virat. There is no more physical body for you to claim. Then you go to Pranamaya. Like that, you go from one layer of personality to the other. Shift the essence. Then resolve it in its corresponding totality. This is called what? Shanaihi shanaihi uparamanam. Gradually bringing the mind, attention, shifting it from the each personality to the final I. When you resolve it like that, what is there finally? What is non-resolvable? The physical layer of personality, the Annamaya Kosha is resolvable, Pranamaya is resolvable, Manomaya is resolvable, Vijnanamaya is resolvable, Anandamaya also is resolvable. What cannot be resolved is what? What cannot be negated is the consciousness. And you have to choicelessly, now you will resolve the I sense in consciousness. This consciously resolving I sense in consciousness. Cognitively resolving the I sense in consciousness. Carefully, prudently analyzing, shifting it from the each layer of personality. Resolving it. Now, where is I? I am consciousness. Where is the body? Ishvara. Resolved in Ishvara, the total. Where is the mind? Resolved in total. Where is intellect? Resolved in total. Where is avidya? Resolved in total. Ishvara. So now, I am consciousness. What about the total now? Ishvara. Everything other than yourself is what? Ishvara. Bhagavan. Paramatma. Whatever this totality, what about this gross universe manifestation of knowledge? Therefore, Ishvara. What about subtle universe manifestation of knowledge? Ishvara. What about the, unmanifest universe? Ishvara. Unmanifest universe also is Ishvara. Subtle manifestation also is Ishvara. Gross manifestation also is Ishvara. Everything is Ishvara. At least I want to give three different names. Upal is very happy to give three different names. And we have given 33,000 crores names. We can give as many names as possible. Everything is what now? Brahma, Vishnu, Shivaha, Antaryamishwara, Hiranyagarbheshwara, Viradeshwara. All are what now? Is there Ishvara other than this consciousness? There is no Ishvara. Ishvara is only a title attributed to the reality. The standpoint of the total manifestation. Ishvara is a title attributed to the attributeless consciousness. From the standpoint of the universe, the cosmos, manifested subtle and gross, even the unmanifest universe. Therefore, there is no unmanifest outside of, there is no Antaryamishwara outside of consciousness. There is no Hiranyagarbheshwara outside of consciousness. There is no Virat outside of consciousness. In fact, Vishnu, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, all the three are one and the only Param Brahma Chaitanyam. Which is you. You are the Chaitanyam. You resolved the individuality in totality. Resolve the totality also what now? Ishvara also in the Param Brahma Chaitanyam. Now you get to say what? All that is here is only Parama Atma or Param Brahma Chaitanyam. So what is absolutely is consciousness. And how is the consciousness? What is this jagat now? The consciousness alone is in the form of the existence of this universe. there is no existence of the universe outside of consciousness. Like what? There is no existence of the ocean outside of the water. Ocean does not exist outside of the water. So, existence of the ocean is the existence of the water. In fact, the water is in the form of water obtains as existence of the ocean. Similarly here, it is the consciousness which is in the form of the existence of the universe. There is no existence of the universe outside of consciousness. Consciousness alone is in the form of the existence of the universe. The universe exists in consciousness. When you started, how did you... Therefore, what is the universe? Where does the universe exist? In consciousness. Therefore, the whole universe is what? The entire universe, subtle, unmanifest, manifest, everything is what? Is consciousness. We say it's appearance of the consciousness, manifestation of consciousness. What are you? I am consciousness. What everything else here is consciousness, Brahma. Therefore, what is Sat here? Sat. What is that which lends existence to everything here? What is which is in the form of the existence of everything here? It is the consciousness. There is no Sat other than Chit. There is no Sat other than Chit. There is no existence with reference to ocean other than water, the H2O. Similarly, there is no existence of the universe other than consciousness. Therefore, Sat the existence is nothing but Chit the consciousness. Chit alone is manifest as Sat. Sat is nothing but Chit. So, initially, you started like what? Started as? First, you understand, I am consciousness. You see, as though consciousness is within your body, mind, sense complex. Then you understand that consciousness is not just myself and my within my body, mind, sense complex. This consciousness is something which pervades all the forms and names here. Then finally you say what? All the forms and names are in the consciousness. The three levels of understanding. I am consciousness. Consciousness pervades my body, mind, and complex. First you start with that. Then you understand the same consciousness not only pervades this body, mind's complex, it pervades all the forms and names here. And finally you say all the forms, all the names, all the functions, all the everything is in consciousness. That is the last step. Then finally you say everything is manifestation of consciousness. Manifestations of everything is manifestation of knowledge. Everything is appearance of the truth, the reality. Therefore, all that is here is Paramatma, Parabrahma. There is only Bhagavan, you can say, or you can say, religiously you can say, or philosophically you can say, all that is only the truth. This is Saddarshanam. This is only now we have heard it. It is yet to become assimilated. Okay. This is only introduction. So we will do it in the following classes regularly with the verses, with the textbook properly. Understand? That is why whenever we do this, also we need not be in a hurry. See, mind will not really sit quietly with yourself. No. There must be clear understanding. The fact should be understood very clearly, doubtlessly. How each layer of personality is part of the totality. Amazing fact. Only then we understand how small we are. This is how our ahankara will become thinner. Then finally, the thinnest ahankara can be resolved easily, effortlessly. Pujya Swamiji jokes always, it is difficult to beat the fat fellow. Put him to starvation, make him weak and thin, then you can hit him, when you can undo him easily. Isn't it? Similarly, you have to make the ahankara also thin, then thinner and thinner and weaker. And only then mind also will settle quietly with yourself, with its own sorupa. That is why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 6th chapter, Shanaihi Shanaihi Uparamet. Be with each layer of personality. Analyze, understand what it is, and see it being non-separate from its corresponding total. Cognitively resolve it in totality. This is called what? Is called arpanam. This is called offering. Real offering. Okay?